Hi, dictation for, this is a dictation for Davon Washington, DAVHONWASHINGTON. Davon Washington is here for an evaluation for follow-up visit 12-11-2025. The patient presents with a history of pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back to the tune of 8, pain in the right shoulder to the tune of 8, shooting pain to the right leg constantly, and numbness and tingling of all the fingers, 5 fingers of the right hand, with some weakness. Patient also has ongoing headaches associated with dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, lack of focus, with loss of memory. The patient has scheduled for 5 injections for the lower back, for lumbar epidural, sorry, 4 epidural injections are done, and 1 set of L3, L4, L5 facet joint injection and SI joint injection on the right has been done. The patient reports that his pains are still ongoing at the level of 8 and with 30 to 40% relief in the symptoms. ADLs are affected. 8, please review the records for the rest of the ADLs and system review, additional issues, substance abuse, as well as compliance plan. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 143/111, pulse is 86, 99% is the pulse ox. The rest of the examination comes from previous visit of 12-2-2025. Dictation number is 1203-043. The plan is as follows. We reviewed all the MRIs with the patient. We also just got the MRI for the thoracic spine. The patient has damage to the anterior cruciate ligament and medial collateral ligaments of the left knee, for which patient has received 2 sets of injection and more are required. The thoracic spine MRI was just done on December 11, and it reports that there is a multi-level thoracic disc protrusion involving T5 and 6 and T6 and 7. T7 and 8, while there is a facet joint inflammation from T3 to T9 bilaterally. The lumbar spine has a disc herniation of L4-5, bulging disc of L3-4, and disc herniation of L5-S1 with the involvement of the nerve roots and foramen stenosis and facet joint involvement. In the cervical spine, patient has a disc herniation of C5-6, T6-7, with bilateral neuroforamen narrowing and facet joint hypertrophy. The patient also has a inflammation of the SI joint bilaterally. The patient is being addressed to this inflammation by steroid injections. So far, patient is stable and taking the injections as advised. He's coming tomorrow for the injection for the facet joint. He's been provided with meloxicam 15 milligram a day, 30 tablets, and lidocaine ointment 4% with 1 refill. Percocet 7.5/325, 1 pill a day for 30 days is provided for further pain relief. His meds were reviewed. In addition, he's provided with Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach pain, Aloe Vera 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder. Wellbutrin XR is provided for anxiety and depression. Neurontin 600 milligram for nerve pain, for the shooting pain to the right leg and right hand. Medigesic is for Medigesic is provided for headaches. An MRI of the right shoulder was advised to the patient on the last visit, but it has not been done. He was advised to do it at this time. He'll be seen tomorrow for the procedures. Thank you.